Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Coming up today on Golden Black Radio, we talk football recruiting after Purdue got two commitments from its elite camp over the weekend and discuss whether more could be coming. Hi, I'm Kyle Charters. Brian Newbert here as well for Golden Black Radio. Just one note before we get started, we were going to have a short interview with John Shoup on today's show. We'll push that back until next week with the offensive coordinator as we'll focus a bunch on the football recruiting after all the news that came through the weekend. So, Brian, let's get right to it with our Hot 5 for today. And we'll start out with the first of the two commitments over the weekend, and Kirk Barron, who got an offer. He broke the news to Ohio, which he had been committed to, and then decided on the Boilermakers. It was a pretty quick little exchange there, I would imagine, and it seems like a pretty good pickup for Purdue at a position of need.
It was pretty obvious the offer was coming. He came to Purdue's camp the week before. Purdue really liked what it saw. The fact that he came back a second time in the span of a week to a school he wanted to go to all along was pretty indicative that he kind of had an understanding of what could potentially happen, or I should say could very likely happen. And sure enough, after the second camp, Daryl Hazel walked up to him after the camp, had a very brief conversation with him. He kind of got choked up, walked outside real quick to call Ohio to let them know that he was going to switch his commitment, came back in, committed to Purdue, and Purdue has its first lineman for its 2014 class, a guy they see playing center. He is not the physical prototype in the sense that, you know, he doesn't have the longest arms. He might not be the most mobile guy, but he's a pretty powerful, probably 6'2", 300 pounds, very, very aggressive, very, very competitive. Somebody Purdue just liked at their camp. They like his demeanor, all that stuff. So they made a quick decision on him and got him.
Yeah, it seemed like, you know, he really wanted an offer closer to home. He's only a couple of hours away, being up in Mishawaka, Marion. Was that a big factor, you think, in his decision to switch his commitment?
I'm sure it probably was, but at the same time, too, it's also a Big Ten opportunity for a guy who had been previously committed to the MAC. I think, you know, he probably, if he reflects back on it, he would probably say that he made too early of a commitment to Ohio. If he played it out a little bit more, you know, he obviously would have had more opportunities. Obviously, he has a bigger opportunity now that he's accepted, but, you know, he probably wouldn't have committed quite so soon.
Right.
In retrospect.
Topic number two, Purdue gets its QB, that being David Blough, who committed also over the weekend. That probably was not much surprise. I think it was pretty evident from your reporting that he was leaning that direction. So no surprise over the weekend, right, when he decided to pull the trigger?
Yeah, no, I think that one's been a done deal ever since Purdue offered him, for the most part. I think, obviously, he had to come to campus just to kind of rubber stamp things, make sure the situation here was what he thought it was, and obviously the visit went pretty well. This is a guy who could have waited, you know, because he's going to go on the Elite 11 here at the end of this month, and that's going to give him a good deal of national exposure. You never know what could come from that from a recruiting standpoint. So he obviously could have waited this out and conceivably had much better, I shouldn't say much better, a lot more options than he has now. He basically chose Purdue. He only had other offers from Memphis and New Mexico State. So when I said much better before, I meant much better other options than Purdue. So as soon as Purdue offered him in late May, I think it was kind of an open and shut case. He just had to see the campus, liked what he saw, and committed.
Yeah. Now, in one of the oddities, if that's the right way to put it, of this recruiting season, you've had a chance to see Blough now twice, which hasn't usually happened in football here in recent years, both down in Texas, which was just a good circumstance, and then up here with the camps being open for us this year. Just what kind of quarterback is this?
Yeah, he kind of strikes me as kind of the consummate Texas quarterback in the sense that he's very smart, understands football. It's really important to him from a physical standpoint. He's got a strong enough arm. I wouldn't call him Kyle Orton by any means. I think he's pretty mobile. I think he ran a 4.8 at Purdue the other day. One thing that stuck out to me watching him scrimmage a couple weeks ago in Dallas was that he's pretty good throwing the ball on the run, pretty good outside the system, that sort of thing. But I think, you know, he's as much an intangible guy as he is a tangible guy. So very, very good intangibles as much as anything.
Let's go with topic number three, that being Denzel Ward, a Chicago offensive tackle who came through West Lafayette as well. Pretty intriguing prospect, it seems like, just from reading, Brian, with, you know, a Final Four that includes Ohio State, Oklahoma, and is Florida the last one there? That, I mean, that's good company for Purdue to be in there with that Final Four.
Yeah, and Purdue's got a real shot there. I think they've got some they've got some ties to him. Robert Gregory is his cousin. He's from Chicago. I'm not sure the other schools on his list, whereas they like him a lot to the point where they've offered him. I'm not sure he's a A1 targeted offensive tackle for those guys. Obviously, Purdue would love to have him. So I think Purdue's going to have a real shot there. They've had him on campus now twice in the span of a little bit more than a month. He was at a spring practice a couple weeks ago and obviously came back for the camp. Being from Chicago, obviously, when he's home from IMG Academy in Florida, it's a pretty easy train ride down for him, or drive down, however he gets here. So there's some pretty good familiarity there with him, and I think ultimately that's going to give them a pretty good shot.
Topic number four, and it's interesting that you can now, being able to go to camps, you can sort of see these things develop a little bit. David Cornack gets pulled aside there with some of the other guys that Purdue was pretty interested in, and he's an emerging tight end prospect, it seems like, at Purdue, although he's been recruited for offensive line, also plays a little defensive end up at his school in Wisconsin. He doesn't yet have an offer, but do you think that's probably coming from Purdue?
I think it is very possible. Purdue pulled him aside after the camp on Friday night to work out with three other guys individually for just a couple extra minutes, and those three guys happen to be David Blau and Kirk Barron, who were committed, and Denzel Ward, who obviously was the highest recruited player at the entire camp and obviously a very, very significant Purdue target. So I think that was telling right there. Purdue wanted to see a little bit more of him. That tells you how interested they were from watching him on the camp. They held him even after that to talk to him for a while too, and ordinarily that's a pretty good indication that a coaching staff liked what they saw. He said last night that Purdue told him to get in touch with him today about a potential offer. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens. Purdue is looking for a bunch of tight ends in this class, one of which they want to be a very physical, a very big, strong, blocking sort of tight end. And this is a guy who's being recruited mostly for offensive tackle, so they think he's mobile enough to play tight end almost in an offensive tackle type capacity. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if he gets a quick offer and, you know, potentially even makes a quick commitment.
Yeah. Topic number five, let's talk about who's next. You got a feeling for this? Obviously, we talked to Robinson a little bit last week, McSorley, McLaren there as well. Anybody pop here over the next couple of days, weeks, anytime soon?
Yeah, there's always the possibility that somebody from camp gets an offer and jumps right away. We just talked about David Cornack as a potential guy. I don't really have any reason to think that's going to happen, but it could happen. Terry McLaurin's schedule right now is probably looking at maybe next week for a decision. If Ohio State doesn't offer, that one's going to come down to Purdue and Missouri. It would surprise me very much. I would not write off Missouri at all right now, but it would surprise me very much just from the way he talks about Purdue if he were to choose anyone other than Purdue, just based on the fact the way he talks about Purdue. Now, if Ohio State offers, that's an entirely different animal. But based on the schools he has right now, it would surprise me if he chose any of those schools over Purdue. But I've been surprised before. It's obviously recruiting. Anything can happen. Jalen Robinson is obviously on the fast track, too, to doing something this summer. Whether anything's imminent, I don't know. But sometime in the next couple weeks to the next month or two, potentially for him, too, obviously another huge Purdue priority.
We talk about, you know, probably two quarterbacks in this class, a third offer out there, and as far as I know, we don't know who that's from, but you think that second guy will be a little bit more athletic type guy?
I don't know. I mean, it could be anything. It could be, I think what you do is you offer the guys you like and take two guys you like, no matter what the classification is. Obviously, we haven't seen the prototype Purdue wants in a quarterback yet. Obviously, David Blau is not the biggest, strongest arm guy, but he's also not, you know, the 4-4 type guy either. So I think he's kind of a little bit in between. He's kind of that dual threat guy who's not quite, you know, Kyle Orton from a size and arm strength standpoint. He's not exactly Michael Vick either from an athleticism standpoint. So I think what they're looking at, obviously they've offered Trace McSorley. He's a very athletic guy. Whether he's the prototype for what they want in a quarterback, I don't know, but that's the sort of guy they're willing to take.
Right, right. All right, that's our hot five for this morning. Let's get our next five, and we'll stick with football recruiting here with Brian. We had planned to get a short interview with John Shoup after talking to Greg Hudson last week, but we'll push that back to next week with all the info coming out of the weekend from Purdue. So, Brian, just what are your impressions of the camp? I know we talked a little bit about this last week, and we haven't had opportunities to go out there and watch in the recent past, but, you know, it seemed like you know, it was well run, and the results, you know, are pretty good for Purdue, getting a couple of commitments from guys that they really seem to want here over the weekend.
Yeah, that's the whole point of camps right now, is that, you know, with the elite camp the other night, you know, the term elite suggests that all your top targets are coming to campus. That's really not the point. The point is to get guys on campus a coaching staff really wants to see in person so that they can make a decision on whether to offer or not. And obviously you've seen a couple of guys here in Kirk Barron and potentially David Kornack. It obviously could have paid off for them. Obviously paid off for Barron. We'll see what happens with Kornack. But it wasn't so important that Purdue get guys that's already offered here. That's obviously important anytime you're able to get guys you want on campus. But it was more a matter of getting that in-person evaluation to make those decisions. In terms of the camp, it certainly seemed well run. It certainly seemed professional. It certainly seemed well organized. But I don't have a whole lot of frame of reference there. I didn't see any any sort of egregious gaffes or anything like that. So it certainly seemed like it came off pretty well.
Are these camps going to become more important to the recruiting process, you think, as years go by, or are they what they are? You know, how do you see this progressing?
Yeah, that's a story from 10 years ago. Camps have become a huge, huge part of recruiting for the reasons I just mentioned. You want to get guys on your campus not only for unofficial visits in the summer when they come through. The guys you've already offered come through to get more face time with the coaching staff, but also it's really, really important for these coaches to get to work with guys hands-on, get to see how they, you know, get to see how they practice, get to test them, get to size them up to make sure that they are what they're listed on Rivals.com or whatever network. Obviously, there's always a very, very different gap between what a guy's listed at on the internet and what he actually is. Most of the time, coaches want to stand next to these guys to make sure that, you know, that 6'1 guy is not 5'8, which sometimes he is. But, yeah, camps are a very, very important part of not only the recruiting process but of the evaluation process.
Hey, man, don't work the internet. Twitter equals truth.
Right.
Maybe not. Hey, we got about a minute left here. Just, you know, you also get to watch sort of the Purdue coaches' interactions and things, and I'm not sure if you get close enough to the action to be able to really glean anything from that, but in the next, 45 seconds here, anything that you can convey about how they sort of work with these guys?
I just can't believe how they know everybody's name. It's like they run these camps and there's 200 kids there and they know each kid by name. It seems like, anyway. Maybe they only know the important ones, and maybe I'm only noticing when they're calling one of the important ones by name, but it's just astonishing how they can seem to know the name of every kid there. Obviously, sometimes when they have their name across their chest, it's not that hard, but it seems like a lot of the time they know every camper there. They can't possibly, but it seems that way anyway.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Brian, hey, thanks a lot for your time. A lot of good info there after the weekend and, you know, camps there at Purdue. Thanks a lot. We'll be back again next week with another show. We'll talk more football recruiting, I'm sure, and we'll get to that interview with offensive coordinator John Shoup as well. Thanks for listening. For Brian Newman, I'm Kyle Charters. This is Golden Black Radio.